I said that I would get to what's going on with China and Taiwan. And so I'm going to get to what's going on with China and Taiwan. Well, things are just stepping up more and more and more and more and more. China arrested Jimmy Lai. Do you know who? Okay. Well, remember the umbrella protests? It was called the umbrella movement because the police would go in and spray like pepper spray. And then the Hong Kongers would put up umbrellas to hold back the pepper spray. Because everyone had umbrellas. And it was called the umbrella protests or the umbrella movement. Umbrella movement, I think, is what it largely was. Well, it lasted 3 months. They occupied Central. And, you know, I mean, there was drone footage of it. The thing was, a lot of that centered around a mock election. It was like an election sort of thing, but it was a poll where the people in Hong Kong could voice their opinion because the government wasn't listening to them. In Hong Kong, they have a fake democracy. The people vote for their representatives, which only makes half of the legislature. The other half, actually, it's the majority of the legislature, not even half do the people vote for. The majority of the legislature, which controls and decides everything, is all chosen and appointed by China or by different business sectors. And it's just a joke. The representation that the people have in their own legislature in Hong Kong, it's laughable. It's a puppet democracy. And it wasn't supposed to be that way. They were supposed to vote, have people go in and make their own laws according to what the people in Hong Kong wanted, not according to what people in Beijing wanted. And that was the 1984 Sino-British Joint Declaration, which is a treaty between China and Great Britain registered with the United Nations. And China's been violating it more and more and more and more. The umbrella protests. The mock election was funded by Jimmy Lai. He escaped from China, went to Hong Kong, like arrived when he was 12 years old or something, managed to get enough money to feed himself by working in clothing factories, textile factories. Got older, decided to do a newspaper, and it was called the Apple Daily. They've got one in Hong Kong and in Taiwan. And it's filled tons of pictures. We're talking like the UK Daily Mail. It's just pictures, pictures, pictures. Lots and lots of pictures. It's a photographer heavy newspaper. So he wanted a different style of news. He wanted his way of things. I mean, a picture's worth 1,000 words. So he'd take photos. Well, in my opinion, the best drone footage from the Umbrella Movement protests were from the Apple Daily drones. And drones weren't quite as common of a thing back in those days. So Jimmy Lai is considered a media mogul. He also eventually started his own textile company. He was in Chicago, ate at Giordano's Pizza in Chicago, and decided that if he made a clothing company and called it Giordano, that people would think it was Italian. And he was right. And it's actually a brand over here. Yeah, I have shopped at Giordano clothes. I think I even might have some. They're not bad clothes. Way to go, Jimmy Lai. But he really is an entrepreneur. He's someone that pulled himself up by his own bootstraps, and he had factory business and he got news business. Very, very, very successful man with an amazing story. Well, the Hong Kong police went in and arrested him. I believe that was this past week. And that's a big deal because he was, generally speaking, untouchable. He lived in this mansion fortress and it was illegal for people to do stuff to him. Because of laws and international rules. But China pretty much defined anything they want to be illegal in any country where they say, and they don't have jurisdiction to do that. Like, they've defined it as a crime to oppose China if you're in Australia. Like, it's like China doesn't define what a crime is inside another country. Does America get to define what a crime is inside China and then issue arrest warrants for Chinese while they're inside China? Now, the United Nations has international laws for human rights, which China already agreed to. Okay, but that's not America just unilaterally coming up with new laws for China. Well, China unilaterally came up with new laws for Hong Kong, which they're not supposed to do. It's a breach of treaty. And I mean, the treaty includes that Hong Kong belongs to China. So by China breaking the treaty, the case that Hong Kong belongs to China is gone. This is a dilemma. See, and China doesn't really care about that. They think that Hong Kong is theirs historically. It's theirs by right. Britain took it away from them. It was unfair, even though they surrendered it. And so China's trying to reclaim what's their right. See, that's what China's thinking in all this. And they want to do the same thing to Taiwan. Well, this week, in fact, today, Monday, we've got the RIMPAC Navy exercises in Hawaii. And of course, China's not happy about that. So just every single week, one thing after thing after thing keeps coming. Last weekend, in fact, during the days of the Taiwan special, the Health and Human Services Secretary from America was here in Taiwan. And he was making a few little rounds, saying hello to people, shaking hands here and there. His whole thing was it was about health because Taiwan did so well with the virus. That made China angry. So what's happening is China feels bad. They feel beaten down. They feel like the West has taken stuff from them. And their solution is to try to control more territory that's hard to control, which many other countries have already said they won't accept and will fight China on, so that will invite more countries to fight China. And they really believe that it's like it'll be magical, that if they can just take over Hong Kong and get all the democracy people out and get only people that love communism and Confucianism, and if they can just take over Taiwan and be there, then all the armies of the world will no longer be able to attack their army, and their army will have instant invincibility. It's like that's what China's thinking is. So things just keep stepping up week after week after week. And right now there was this idea that is a short think piece out there that some retired military expert from the United States said that China is planning to invade Taiwan on January 18, they think that the American inauguration will make it so that America's military in the Pacific can't act. Because the president's busy at a half-day parade, that means that the military in the Pacific can't operate. And so that's the perfect time for China to attack Taiwan. Let me tell you something. Back in 2009, there was a big typhoon. A village in a mountain disappeared because of a landslide, massive landslide. They got 97% of their annual rainfall within 3 days. Instant mud, 600 people in Shaolin Village. Now, interestingly, Christians had tried to go in there many times, and the people always pushed them out. That was just one interesting factoid. Another factoid was that Taiwan's then president, Ma Ying-jeou, someone I regard as a traitor who should be examined by international courts, but that's low priority, though. He was president at the time, and the laws were set up so that emergency services in Taiwan could not be activated without his consent. Well, during the typhoon, he was away. He was out of the office and unreachable, so the emergency services were not allowed to be activated. And a local university, NCKU, Guoli Chengkong Dashue is what it's called. It's a National Chengkong University here in Tainan, has done research about the situation and how that transpired. In their authoritarian structure with Confucianism, if the president is busy, then the military can't do anything. China works that way. Taiwan used to until it didn't work anymore. And China supposes that America works that way, that if Trump's busy at a swearing-in ceremony, that the military is incapable of responding. So this idea that during the inauguration, China could invade Taiwan and take it all over within 3 days without the U.S. being able to respond, it's a communist delusion, or it's a Confucian communist delusion. But it is out there. And just because it's delusional doesn't mean crazy won't try. See you tomorrow.